the clock. That was a long 6 seconds for what was really a two-second play.
Right.
Even with the fumble, you didn't really go that far. So.
And, you know, the North Stars
in for the Black Shirts, sorry.
Doing the right thing, you know, by giving those squib kicks with this wind. It's hopeless to go deep here.
Well, in the way that the Black Shirts have been returning these kicks, too. So we got trips left, single receiver right, tail back on Jimenez. Now we have a flag down, so.
I'm going to say too many men on the field.
That could be it. So the delay of game, I think, is the call. So the Black Shirts' offensive woes continue. And, you know, we talk about, it's great they're getting out of the Classic Eight, but there's so much self-destruction. There's a lot of, you know.
Well, they're going to meet these guys again. You know?
Yeah, well, right. And then also in the Parkland that they, to compete in the Parkland, you got to take care of this stuff.
Yeah, you do.
So trips left, single receiver right, ball now at the 30. Tailback on Jimenez's right. Here's the snap. Jimenez going deep to Tyler Williams.
Oh,
there was some contact there.
Come on.
I think the ref's saying it wasn't catchable, and he's getting an earful from the Black Shirt sideline. Well, I don't know if it was catchable, Johnny. I'll give him that. There was certainly contact there, but. And you can hear, you probably hear at home some of the Black Shirt fans expressing their dissatisfaction with the no call, but I'm just not that sure it was catchable, Johnny.
Well, like you say, Don, you know, the refs just want to get a little dig in there for South.
Yeah, their last game for the Classic Eight refs, so they're going to, yep.
I don't know. Black Shirt's not giving up. 9 seconds left.
Trips left, single receiver right. And he gives it the tailback's going to take it now. That's Dzinski. And he gets to the 39. And that'll do it for the first half. That was Isaiah DeWalt on that run. So we got about a 7-yard gain. So we've played one half of football, and it's been all Waukesha North on the scoreboard anyway, leading 21-0. Black Shirts have had some signs of hope, but some costly turnovers have kept them away from the end zone or scoring opportunities. But we're going to take a one-minute break now here in the Black Shirt Football Radio Network, and so much more to talk about at halftime. We might even have some surprise guests come up. So stick around here on the Black Shirt Football Radio Network. Anya, take it away.
There are so many traditions built around the Wisconsin Badgers, game day and the mascot, which in 1889 was a real badger. It didn't go well. Eventually, the animal was replaced by a person. An on-campus contest chose the official mascot name, Buckingham U. Badger. Still, Wisconsin's official animal is a badger. But do you know which animal almost earned this title instead? Gray squirrel? White-tailed deer? Black bear? The answer is coming up. The original badger's nickname is actually associated with lead miners in the state, not the animals. It was the 1820s, and the miners often didn't have shelter in the winters, so they lived like badgers, digging tunnels into the hillsides where they worked. So was there almost another state animal? Yes, the white-tailed deer, which later became the official wildlife animal. But the history surrounding the badgers is a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Welcome back, everyone, to Ken Hollop Stadium in Waukesha, Wisconsin, where we're at the Waukesha South Black Shirt football game against the Waukesha North Stars. And it's really kind of running away here a little bit. The guests, the North, has got 21 points, and the home team, Black Shirts, have got zero. So we're at halftime right now, getting ready for the festivities. So mostly what we've got going on here is some elements, the rain and the wind started to play into this game. North has definitely got a little better running game going on. They got some great blocking, and they've hit on some long balls. Black Shirts have missed a couple opportunities, some long plays where the passes were off a little bit. So we've got a little lopsided thing going on here. But maybe the black shirts can come back and do a little damage here in the second half. So we're looking forward to a good effort by our black shirts on the second half. And my buddy Don's just getting readjusted here because we've gotten
Thanks,
a little
Johnny.
Wet sitting up front by the window here in the press box because it's literally raining in the press box.
Hoping to change jackets, but Johnny, I left my my Patagonia in the car. As close as we are, I could probably run and get it, but then I'd miss the cheerleaders here. Tonight's routine was designed by the outgoing senior, so they just mentioned. And, you know, very active senior class. It's really been fun watching these kids grow up. I've had the privilege of knowing many of them since they were in fifth grade, and a really close-knit group of friends a lot of them have become. And it's fun seeing a lot of the same parents that we've gotten to know over the years as the music comes in. I think the dance team is now leading the way. So
Don, what are you seeing there in this contest so far? We're at halftime right now at Ken Holub Stadium. And, you know, I'm seeing a couple of things where I think the black shirts are self-destructing a little bit, shooting themselves in the foot. What do you think?
Well, what also hurts, too, is we had two pretty big injuries with Justin Giese and Vinny Capoletti Mahalos going out. Those are both big assets on defense. That's going to hurt us a lot. And, of course, Mahalos also plays a lot of running back, a lot of offense. So that's going to be a big challenge. And North comes out with the ball. So the key will be is what do we do in the kickoff? You'd think maybe go for onside kick or maybe do squib kicks like North's been doing. Or do you maybe try to pin them deep?
I always like pinning people deep.
If you can kick it that far, yeah, you do. I'm guessing with the kickoff, I don't know if the black shirts are kicking off to the west end zone, then I say, yeah, go for the soccer field behind you. But if they're kicking to the east end zone here,
yeah,
on Tenney, or close on the Tenney side, I think you got to squib it or kick it shallow because you got the wind going and the rain. Everything's kind of working against you. But they've made some big plays. They had an interception in the red zone. And
yeah, I know there was a couple of series here, Don, where it was just back and forth.
Yeah.
You know?
So, I mean, for most of the game, it was 7-0. And it was really until the last 21 seconds it became 21-0. So the black shirts were in this game. They just need to spring, you know, they strung together some good plays. I like the idea of the hurry-up offense. Had an unfortunate call on the one drive where Evan Stout took it all the way to the 23. If they don't get that holding call, they're in a good spot.
That's true.
So, but, you know, I think keep doing your thing. I like how they're rolling out Jimenez. I think you need to design plays. We are starting at the left hash so Jimenez can roll out right.
Right, some higher percentage passes.
I think, you know, where Jimenez got sacked on that fourth down, you can't have plays that take too long to develop. Even if you're going long, they got to be quick and decisive plays.
Yeah. The other thing, too, is I think he needs to get a little crisper with some of those passes.
Yeah, there were some missed opportunities there. Going for Stout in the flat, and then the interception that was intended for Stout. Just had too much air underneath it. Yeah. With the coverage there by North, you really had to zip it in there like Josh Raby does. So, yeah, you excited about seeing the
Axeman
tomorrow?
Yeah, I am, yeah.
Josh Raby. And,
sure.
For any of you, if the weather's like this and you don't feel like going out, catch all the action at Carroll Football here on WAUK Radio. We're going to have a lot of fun. We always do from Schneider Stadium. They take great care of us there. And the Pios are undefeated at home.
It'll be a fun game. They have great facilities, like you said.
Yep, and there'll be quite a crowd there at the homecoming. A lot of alumni coming back.
Yep.
A lot of the players' parents show up for this. And big shout-out to the players' parents who treated us well when we were at North Park last weekend. We had what is arguably the best pulled pork ever. I thought I was at Pat's Ribs there for a second.
Boy, you were really talking up that pulled pork.
You liked it too, Johnny.
It was, yes.
Although
was
you didn't go back for seconds like I did. So, but
I think that was Eric and Larissa that treated us there, right?
Yeah, and a couple other parents. I don't know if they made the pulled pork, but they certainly they've got that big stand with the flat screen.
Oh yeah.
They show the Division I games and. Just nice parents. We had a great chance to talk to Trevor Hancock's dad, Keith, I think his name is. We met Austin Ike's dad's parents. That was exciting. And met Keon Miller's stepfather. So it was good to meet, catch up. And we also got to catch up with the Drake's father, Carl Manuel, Drake's dad. And so, yeah, the only ones missing were our good friends. It was Craig Emanuel. Greg Vine and his wife Karen, or Michelle Jagger, their daughter got married. That's why Jagger wasn't at the game.
Oh.
But so, yeah, Jagger Vine will be back tomorrow, that. Yeah. He's listed as second string. You know, he normally starts, but I think because he missed a week, you know, he's got to pay his dues. So. But it'll be great to be back at Schneider Stadium for sure.
Melanie Benfield and Cal Stillman.
So what are some of the festivities going on here for homecoming tomorrow, Don?
So tomorrow we've got the dance that's in the evening. There might be some youth football, the last youth football games. And in spite of what's been going on with varsity this year, and you know, the youth program's developing nicely. There's 30 players in each grade, and I believe they're all having winning seasons. Some of them are undefeated. I know the freshman team played at North yesterday. I don't know what happened there. Coach, we're trying to get the coach's attention here. Hey, Coach. Johnny, we're trying to get the score of the freshman game at North yesterday. Hey, Coach. He's got his earbuds in. He can't hear us. He's right next to us, so I don't want to throw anything at him either. That's all we need. But anyway.
He's pretty focused on what he's doing.
He's really focused, yeah. He probably doesn't want to answer. Maybe South beat North in freshman. But they're announcing the seniors on the cheerleading crew as well as the dance crew. So not just the players, but the cheer and the dance crew being honored as well. And very, very happy for these young men and women.
Don.
Oh, sorry. This is a homecoming court, Johnny. Logan Dable's one of the attendees. He's the senior attendee, I believe they call him, or senior delegate. He's there in his uniform.
Yep, got the photo op going on here.
So, oh, that's great.
Sid Shaw and Addie Berry.
Sid Shaw and Addie Berry are your king and queen.
Ladies and gentlemen, your 2023 homecoming court.
So that's your court, Johnny.
Alrighty then.
Some noble faces there in Southie Nation. We've got about, looks like 10 minutes before the second half kickoff, which gives us time to pay some more bills on you. If you could take us on a one-minute break here on the Blackshirt Football Radio Network. Blackshirt's trailing North at half, 21-0. Lots of action left to be had here. Don't go away.
If you've been searching for authentic, made-from-scratch American Italian cuisine, visit Mia's of Waukesha. Mia's skilled chefs craft every dish with freshness and love, bringing you the true essence and flavor of American Italian classics. Open daily Wednesday through Sunday at 800 Clinton Street in Waukesha. Walk in or call to reserve a table. 262-547-6503. That's 262-547-6503. Or log on miasofwaukesha.com.
Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup.
Welcome back, everyone, to live and local coverage of the Waukesha South Black Shirts football contest against Waukesha North. We're at Ken Holub Stadium, and right now the North team is up 21-0, so the Black Shirts taking it on the chin a little bit here tonight, Don.
Yeah, sure are. I mean, it was a close defense has played well. It was, for, like I said, most of the half, it was 7-0. Black Shirts had a couple impressive drives that stopped short, and a couple tough penalties, some poor execution on some passes and some patterns. And but defense has, you know, in spite of giving up 21 points, the last one coming with 21 seconds, defense has been solid. A big interception in the end zone there by Chris Flowers. And so, you know, let's see what this second half. Again, this is the last half for a lot of these seniors to be playing high school, and last half for a season for a lot of the underclassmen here on the team, and they're trying to build a future program now in the Parkland Conference.
So are they going to leave it all on the field then, Don?
They're going to leave it out on the field, Johnny. Yep, along with the rain and the wind. And, you know, I don't have a report on Vinny or Justin, but it doesn't look good that they'll be returning for the second half. I regret to play that they have probably played their last downs here in the first half.
Do you see anything different next year with the coaching staff, Don?
You know, I can't talk to that. I don't know. I know there was a big focus on developing the youth program. And so I know a lot of these coaches will be sticking around. I was told that former defensive coordinator Kevin McLean was going to be here tonight to wish some of the seniors that he'd coached very well. And there was some speculation about that. A lot of senior parents were concerned about what they thought was not enough attention on developing the team for this year that they were already building for the future. And so so I don't know, Johnny. And you know, that rumor still goes around that in the near future, South and North will someday be merging, and if that becomes the case, you know, you really got to. Coach Ciano and his crew have made a really strong case for how they run their program. You know, when we were at that game against Ocon, that again came down to the last play.
Right.
One observation was that when you look in the field, the coaches were celebrating every play, that every good play that North made. There was a lot of positivity. There was. You know, and when guys made bad plays or missed assignments or whatever, there was always like really strong encouragement. And I just, you know, we enjoyed meeting Coach. I mean, he came up to the booth to thank us for broadcasting the game and invited us to come back. And we like a great job Carl Anderson's doing. But, yeah, we'd be remiss if we didn't give a lot of credit to Dan Schreier, the athletic director here, that, you know, here in the Waukesha School District, the ADs are also vice principals. And so they're wearing several hats. But, he's done a great job building this program and getting support for the redevelopment plans for the stadium here and for the training facilities inside. And you know, just a lot of adversity. He's dealt with a lot of adversity in his first couple of years. And now, like I said, he's also got to hire a new varsity basketball coach after Bo Richter quit just, you know, very close to the season starting. And so, you know, a lot of question marks about that. And so, but for Wiltz and company, you got to give them credit because they've built up a strong youth organization. Coach Wiltz owns the nonprofit organization for Waukesha South Youth Football. And that was always a problem in the past was getting numbers for South. But now, like I said, each from fifth grade and up, you have like 30 kids on each team. And they've had winning seasons. And again, we're still trying to get that freshman score from yesterday. Johnny, if you want to try to ask him, give him a poke. See how South did against North in the freshman football yesterday. But
excuse me, sir. Do you know the freshman score for North yesterday?
North-South yesterday? Okay, yeah, we don't have a score yet. He doesn't know either. So, but there's some great talent there at the freshman level. Some of these guys are actually in uniform tonight. And in the grades below them. So, you know, future looks bright in that regard. But it's just like we said. We can't expect that Parkland's just going to be a cakewalk,
right?
Given the talented teams,
I can tell you, Don. I can tell you one thing that I don't think is going to change, and that's the support and enthusiasm by these Waukesha South fans. It's raining out here,
yeah.
And there's a lot of people here.
Nobody's left.
You know, it's really a testament to. Yeah. Their loyalty and dedication, sure. And support to this program.
And it's like I said, we've been pretty. Pretty blessed this year. We've had a lot of seasons where probably four or five of the games were like this, but this year we had nice weather up until the Arrowhead game last week. The South game that or the West game that you and I weren't at, you know, that's when the heat was index was like 90 or so. I remember it was like we were in Augustana the next day and it was like, yeah. 100 degrees on the field. And so that was just, you know, what, two weeks ago. So
yeah.
For the South parents, they could tell you some more stories about I mean, this might have been the game, the weather, the game after Labor Day weekend, knowing how crazy the weather gets here in Wisconsin. And
so, yeah, it's really something. I mean, it's like an 80-degree change. You know, it was literally 90 degrees down in the field. Today it's like 45 or something here.
And I think except for the rain, Johnny, the players would take this over like what we experienced at Augustana.
It was very like, uncomfortable to play in that kind of heat.
It was rough, yeah. So. And that game we were at last Saturday night at North Central, those were probably ideal playing conditions. It was like in the 40s or 50s. Wasn't too breezy. and it was good for the players. It was probably ideal playing conditions. So the North team's out in the field now doing their warm-ups. Kind of a bunny hop thing they got going there towards the end zone. And South, we're still waiting to come out of the tunnel here. But, you know, I think the important thing here is just to have fun, try to make some memories, just try to execute, play loose. You know, it's one of the hard things when you with South, because